Tommy Dorsey Show with Stuart Foster, Ziggy Elman, Tommy Silver, all the regular members of the famous TV band, and Tommy Jeff for the evening, Hugh Gallagher. This is Wendell Niles speaking. And here's our sentimental gentleman himself, Tommy Dorsey. Hiya,
folks, and welcome to another Sunday Spray Kiss in Dorsey Drive.
Say, Tommy, I heard a rumor that you're about to open a restaurant here in Hollywood. Is that true?
Yes, Wendell. I've decided that what this country needs is good food and low prices.
Well, but how can you make any money that way?
Eliminate the low prices.
I guess so. So you would have gone open a swanky restaurant, Tom.
Yes, a very unique, exclusive Hollywood cafe.
Well, you'll have a special room for fish bites, of course.
And you never had a nice place, Tommy. It's really going to be something. Soft lights, dreamy music, sparkling fountain playing gently in a patio. The waitresses as beautiful as golden girls, and superb food.
Oh, with a setup like that, who wants food?
That's a wonderful idea for my Western sandal. All our ducks are going to be flown out here to the West Coast from Long Island.
Oh, that's got a lot into money, isn't it, Tom?
Not for the homie pigeons or engine.
Well, what else are you going to serve besides transcontinental ducks?
Some delightful foreign dishes. Just wait until you taste our spaghetti.
Will you serve meatballs?
Sure, Wendell. Bring your friends over inside.
You won't need them, Tom. You'll always have customers.
You mean discriminating people who like the best?
No, just the boys in your band.
They're not only eating at my place, Wendell, they'll be waiting on tables. And here they are dishing up an a la carte order of Chloe.
Thank you.
Delightful.
Say, Tommy, I'd like to get a job in your new restaurant for a cousin of mine.
Fine, Stuart, but what can he do?
He's a cook, and he can make dishes we've never even heard of before, out of things like old potato peels, prune pits, and dehydrated gladiola bulbs.
Well, where are you going to cook like that?
In the army.
Don't think I can move you, Stuart, but we could use a song from you anytime. So let's have that lovely new ballad, This Is Always.
Summer of all summers, Ice Tenderleaf Tea has really come into its own. All over the country, this richer blend is taking top honors because it's the tea that Ice made famous. Famous for flavor that lasts. That's the beauty of having so much rich, delicious flavor to start with. Even the last swallow in the tallest glass is still famous for flavor, Tenderleaf Tea. Still tempting, appealing, refreshing. Cool off this way all through the hot weather, at mealtime and in between. With other fine summer foods, Ice Tenderleaf Tea is the perfect companion, a delightful necessity. And between meals, when you're parched, when your spirits are low,
when the air is just too hot to breathe, there's a world of refreshing, quick comfort in a frosty glass of delicious iced Tenderly tea. Keep plenty on hand. You'll be drinking more of it. Ask for the half pound, the iced tea size package of Tenderly brand tea.
Charlie Chambers always sings on his way home after a one-night stand. I am beginning to see the light.
Never did that sun moon in the sky. Never did that red firefly. Never did that sun. In your mind, I'm beginning to see the light. Never went to the afterglow, or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the last I know, beginning to see the light. You surrender to the past, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused the fight. How I'm crying now. Never made love under the ground. Never saw rainbows in my mind. But now that your lips are burning out, can you feel alive?
Written a couple of years ago by one of the nation's foremost band leaders and composers. The same man who gave us such great tunes as Mood Indigo, Solitude, Caravan, and Sophisticated Lady. This versatile situation has done much to spread the popularity of American music. He has taken his great band to Europe twice, and in recent years he has been playing the leading concert halls, theaters, and better balanced emporiums. We've known him since the early days when we used to drop in to show his performances at the Kentucky Club in New York. And we'd like to have you meet the great composer, arranger, and pianist, Duke Ellington.
Hi, Duke. Hi, T.D. You know, you've got quite a memory.
Well, Duke, I'll never forget how you used to pack him into the Kentucky Club. It was one of the most popular spots in New York in the old days. Always crowded.
Naturally, it was a speakeasy.
Don't be so modest, Duke. Your music has always attracted the swing fans. Why, you've even given concerts in Carnegie Hall. And that's quite a jump from the Kentucky Club. How do you do it?
Oh, it's easy. You just grab the subway and transfer it to 57th Street. But you've made a few concert appearances yourself, haven't you?
Yes, and I'll never forget the first time I appeared on the stage at the Hollywood Bowl. There wasn't a person in the audience.
I bet you were very upset.
No, just very early.
You must be taking the music very seriously these days.
Yes, Duke, I want to be something more than just a trombone player, so I'm studying arranging and composition. How about giving me a few tips on songwriting?
Okay, first thing you do is pick a title.
Do you think up all your own titles?
Well, how do you think I got to be a Duke?
But how do you get inspiration for your songs?
Well, a glamorous woman inspired sophisticated lady. I married her, and then I wrote, "Don't Get Around Much Anymore."
I suppose you like to get away from it all and be alone when you're composing.
No, I tried that once. I went all the way up to the lonely cabin in the North Woods. I had to pack in for miles and miles.
Did you write anything while you were up there?
Couldn't. I forgot my pencil.
But if you're really
interested in composing, Tommy, you could spend a lot of time studying scores.
I do when the Dodgers are playing.
And another good thing to remember is that every composition must have a basic idea. Now, take that song of ours, The Moose. A prominent critic says it represents the conflict of two elemental forces. One, the violence of nature struggling with the force of man. The other, a more melancholy, restrained mental force.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with him?
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Well, I'm not sure of this, but I'm working on a new song we both should be able to understand. It's a melody that's been running around in my mind for quite some time now. I'll play a little of it with the boys, and then you can pick it up on the piano.
Okay, T.D., bring it.
All right, John, give us a little vamp.
That number someplace before.
Well, that's the trouble, Duke. Everybody's trying to feel good to us today. It's really rough on the writers.
This number sounds a little like that melody you play once in a while. You know, Marie.
Well, people tell me it sounds something like your solitude.
Solitude was never like this.
If I keep writing songs like that, first thing you know, I'll have a hit on my hand.
You keep writing songs like that, and first thing you know, you'll have a lawsuit on your hands.
Well, maybe I'd better forget composing and try my hand at arranging. You know, I've been studying that too, Duke.
Good, T.D., but tell me, do you favor pizzicato or pianissimo or legato and fortissimo?
I like them all. Those Italians are great composers. Yes, especially Shostakovich. Yes, I've always liked his arrangements.
Well, very fine. Of course, Shostakovich is the world's most outstanding representative of minors.
Really? I always thought it was John L. Lewis. Anyway, what kind of arrangements do you use, Duke?
Very rough skeleton arrangements, you know. We sold over 1 million copies of one record we made with a skeleton.
Say, where shall I get in touch with that skeleton?
I don't think you dig me, but I will say, I like the arrangements you play. Your music features some exquisite melodic figures.
Thanks, Duke, but there's one band that features even better figures.
Who?
Self Fatality.
We seem to have gotten off the track somewhere along the line here.
Yes, Duke, and there's only one way to fix that. You take over the piano, we'll all transfer to the A train, that groovy number your collaborator, Billy Strayhorn, wrote especially for your great band. I do take it from there. Bringing an A-train in on time with a TV gang aboard is quite a trick, even for Duke Ellington. Thanks for coming over and try to make it again. We're every Sunday night, aren't we, Wendell?
Yes, and Sunday night, any Sunday night, is just the time for you and your folks to enjoy that Sunday supper special. The toasted cheese sandwich made extra good with Shepherd's Chevelle, C-H-E-Z-E-L, Chevelle brand cheese food. It's mighty good without anything added, and it's mighty good, too, when you lay slices of ripe golden tomatoes on the Chevelle before you slide your sandwiches under the broiler. Chevelle melts in a jiffy, and out come your sandwiches bubbling with goodness. Chevelle is Shepherd's all-purpose cheese food, mild, smooth, delightful. It's made from fine cheddar cheese with added milk with its minerals and with an honest, natural quality that comes from good milk and Shepherd's more than 40 years of cheese-making skill. Every day, more and more people are learning about Shepherd's Chevelle. Melt Chevelle, spread Chevelle, slice Chevelle. Keep Chevelle always on hand. When you shop for Shepherd's Chevelle, that good cheese food, you'll know it by the bright red package. Yes, always say Shepherd, S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D, for fine cheese.
voices of Johann Strauss are always welcome, no matter what the season. And here's Hugo Winterhalter's arrangement of Voices of Spring. To be listening again next Sunday, same time. George Foster, Ziggy Elman, Charlie Favors, and all the fellows in the band will be on hand in Dorothy Drive to welcome my brother Jimmy Favors' trombone player, Russ Morgan. So until next Sunday, this is Sammy Dorothy saying good night. This is Wendell Niles reminding you to be sure to tune in again next Sunday, same time, and the makers of Sunday Lucy and Pepper Tea. And again, bring you the Tommy Dorsey Show, where Tommy's guest, Russ Morgan.